There's only one issue that can kill us all, and that is a nuclear war.
This is Nukes of Hazard, a podcast from the Center for Arms Control and Non-Proliferation in Washington, D.C. I'm James McKeon, a policy analyst here at the Center. For this episode, we wanted to talk about two of the hottest topics in the nuclear world, presidential nuclear authority and North Korea's latest missile test. You just heard a small segment from our interview with Congressman Ted Lieu from California, who has introduced a bill in the U.S. House of Representatives that would prohibit the President of the United States from starting a nuclear war without congressional approval. There's a companion bill introduced in the U.S. Senate by Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts. We talked to Congressman Lieu about the bill, why he believes this issue is so important, and how his own military experience has impacted his thinking. So, Congressman, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate having you on. And I think the first thing I wanted to ask you is, why did you get interested in presidential nuclear authority?
I served on active duty in the Air Force. I'm still in the reserves. So through that experience, I was aware of how our nuclear weapons would be launched. In college, I also studied international relations as part of my political science major. I also did computer science, but I've always had an interest in foreign policy. I worked on different arms control, and in terms of nuclear weapons, it always was something to me that I thought is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. And you have extensive military experience, right? So how did that kind of guide your thinking on all of this?
So the reason we have nuclear weapons is to make sure they're not used ever. And we've been in a state of mutual assured destruction, which has, in fact, kept the peace for a very long time. I fully support that system, even though it does sound mad. But it has kept the peace. However, it can be triggered very quickly into a downward spiral because there's so few controls on when nuclear weapons get launched in the United States.
Gotcha. So we often get asked, you know, does the president actually have sole authority to launch nuclear weapons? Tomorrow, if Donald Trump wanted to wake up and he just said, you know what, I'm going to launch a nuke, could he do it?
Yes. That is what's so troublesome. If you look at our nuclear launch approval process, it basically says you need the national command authority to do it. And it sounds really impressive till you read it. It's two people. It is the president. And then when he makes the decision to launch nuclear weapons, the Secretary of Defense executes the order. And under the law, the Secretary of Defense cannot object, has to simply execute it. As a result, it really is just one person, the President of the United States, who gets to decide whether thousands of nuclear weapons should launch. So to me, that's flat out unconstitutional.
And our whole government is set up around checks and balances, yet Congress couldn't stop him, right?
That is correct.
The Supreme Court couldn't stop him.
That is correct.
And as you said, even the Secretary of Defense couldn't stop him.
That is correct. If you look at our Constitution, the framers went to great lengths to put checks and balances in on the president. They created an entire judiciary to stop the president. They created an entire legislative branch to stop the president. And then they gave the greatest power they knew at that time, the power to declare war to Congress. There is no way that the framers would have allowed this kind of system where one person can kill hundreds of millions of people in less than an hour by launching thousands of nuclear weapons. That is war. If you don't call that war, you've just read it out of the Constitution. So the bill by Senator Markey and me is quite simple. It basically says the Constitution gave Congress the power to declare war. You, Mr. President, cannot launch a first use of nuclear weapons without Congress first authorizing.
So just to be clear, if another country launched nuclear weapons at us, would the president still have the authority to respond, or would he have to consult Congress?
No, the president could respond in that case. We do not address or in any way minimize the United States' inherent right to self-defense.
Gotcha.
So the president can still take whatever action he deems necessary for the self-defense of the United States.
So I'm sure you've heard a lot of criticism of this bill. I know it is bipartisan now. Walter Jones, is that correct, in North Carolina?
Yes, it is bipartisan.
Has signed on to the bill.
And I think we'll get more people, too. Mm-hmm. Every time the president does something crazy, we get more and more supporters.
So the criticism of the bill that I often hear in the NGO community is, well, first, you know, this makes the United States vulnerable. You know, we need to have the ability to be able to launch a first strike nuclear weapon to make everyone safe. What would be your response to that?
That's just not true. The reason that former Secretary of Defense Bill Perry supports this legislation is he has stated on many occasions there is no scenario that he can envision that will require nuclear weapons that our amazing U.S. military could not do with conventional weapons. We have an amazing fleet of bombers, the B-2, the B-1, B-52s. We've got sea launch cruise missiles, air launch cruise missiles. We've got so many different ways to utterly devastate and destroy a target. We've seen, you know, the MOAB, right, being launched and the vision of it sort of blowing up this huge place in Afghanistan. We have all these weapons. There is no reason to use a nuclear device that our conventional weapons could not handle.
And the other criticism I often hear, and this is more political, is you're a Democrat, you're a congressman, the president's a Republican, you're just trying to get at Trump because you don't like Trump. Is that actually the case?
Not at all. Actually, our first attempt at this was to get President Obama to go to a no-first-use policy. There were indications from various media reports that he was thinking about it, but that his staff was pushing back on it. We actually introduced this bill when President Obama was in office. And at that time, most people believed that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. Senator Markey and I definitely believed that. And when we introduced the bill, it was to put a check and balance on the president as a structural matter. We thought any president needs to have this bill in place.
So in 2028, when Ted Wu is president of the United States, takes the inauguration in 2029, if this was the first bill that came to your desk in the Oval Office, would you sign it?
I would absolutely sign it.
So one more question. A lot of times this whole thing about presidential authority, nuclear weapons, it seems sort of out of reach for, you know, the average American family sitting at home and spending their Friday night together watching a movie. Why do you think they should care about this? Like, how does it actually affect every American?
That's a great question. We all of us deal with hundreds of issues every day, you know, from picking up your kids to, you know, what's going to happen next year in terms of, you know, the economy, to, you know, who are we going to maybe take a vacation to, am I going to lose my job tomorrow? There's all sorts of things we deal with and think about. There's only one issue that can kill us all, and that is a nuclear war. And that's why I'm so passionate about this. Not only would a nuclear war, you know, devastate the places where the bombs explode, but if you look at it in terms of the nuclear fallout, a nuclear winter would happen if there were a lot of nuclear weapons that were detonated. And that would actually affect multiple countries and huge parts of the world. So many people could die even though a nuclear bomb was nowhere near them when it detonated.
Congressman, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.